time to whip out your red, white, and blue. Independence Day is less than a week away. That's July 4th. And USA.gov has launched its Celebrate America photo contest. Now, this photo contest that is coming from GSA is open to the public and gives you a chance to share how you are celebrating America. Applications can still be submitted through Wednesday, June 30th, and winning photos will be featured on the federal government's web portal. We're joined now by Michelle Chronister. She's a Presidential Management Fellow with USA.gov. For more information on this contest, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the contest, how it works, and who can submit photos, and how they do it.
Well, the contest is open to anybody, and they can submit photos by going to either USA.gov or our sister site in Spanish, GobiernoUSA.gov. And on both of the home pages, there's a button that says, click here to enter the Celebrate America Photo Contest. Your photo can be on any public site on the internet as long as it's visible to everybody, so that way we can judge it, and then you just submit the form.
Now, last year you used Flickr as the way to do this. How are you doing it now? We should already have our photos up there and available to the public as it is?
Yeah, last year we used Flickr, and we had great success with that. We had 73 people contribute over 200 photos. But we wanted to open it up so people who weren't using Flickr could submit photos as well. So this year you can use Flickr, you can also use Facebook, you can use PhotoBucket, you can use any photo sharing site or a personal site. As long as everybody can see it, it's eligible.
And so anyone can submit pictures. Do all the pictures go up? And then there's a committee that chooses the winners, or do you do a little screening just in case?
Well, we do a little screening just in case, because we've had well over 100 entries so far, and the contest closes on Wednesday. So we know a lot of people like to submit things to contest last minute, so who knows how many we'll get. But we are going to have a committee from folks from USA.gov and GobiernoUSA.gov pick what we think are the best entries that really show how America celebrates its country, and then we're going to feature those on our websites.
Do you have any tips to help people kind of go over the top a little bit and give them an edge? What are some tips that you might have of what you're looking for?
Well, I think, you know, we're looking for creative submissions that really show how people celebrate, and photos don't have to necessarily be from the 4th of July. I would say we have a number of photos that are, but we also have some really great photos of people with their families, as well as, national monuments and landmarks. So people have been really creative in how they've interpreted the theme. So that would be my tip.
We're speaking with Michelle Chronister. She's a Presidential Management Fellow with USA.gov. And just before we get back into the photo contest, tell us a little bit about yourself as a Presidential Management Fellow. How do you come to be at GSA for this particular project?
Well, the Presidential Management Fellows Program is administered by OPM, and every year they try to hire new folks who are coming out with graduate degrees to enter into the federal government.
Okay, and so there you are.
And yeah, so I went through the program after I graduated with my master's degree, and now I'm at GSA, and it's great.
Let's talk about the rules for the contest now, because now I'm tempted to enter. So tell me what it is we need to know as far as getting online. You say everybody has to be able to see the pictures. For example, I have some pictures on Facebook, but I've got it locked down so that only the people I want to see them can see them. I would have to open that up, right?
You would, because if you send me the URL to those photos, unfortunately, I can't see them.
Got it.
I'm not your friend. And that means that I can't judge them. And unfortunately, we have had some people who've done that. And I, hope that they do realize that and go back and submit it again.
Yeah, because that gets into all kinds of issues, people just opening up their URLs, because I haven't seen Amy's pictures, but golly, I'm starting to wonder what the heck's on there now.
Well, and we, of course, appreciate, if people want their photos to be private, then that is, of course, their decision to make. However, if they want to enter that photo into the contest, then we can't see it to judge it. So it's unfortunate.
Tell me about what the winners receive, how many winners there will be, and to what end? Are their pictures going to wind up being published? What happens then?
Well, we're going to pick the 10 best photos, which, considering we have over 100 now, it's going to be hard to narrow it down. We do plan to feature them on our websites, as well as our social media sites, such as Facebook and Twitter, as we can. And we do have some publications that come out of our office, and we may feature them depending on what the photo is. So it really depends on what the 10 best photos, what the subject of those are, depending how we think we'll use them.
And the winner gets a new camera or something, maybe?
Unfortunately, no, not for this contest. But the winner gets, you know, to know that they won and to know that they get to have their photos published from a government site.
And the full faith and credit and esteem of the federal government accrues to them that
way. Exactly. Yes, yes. And their names will be on it, you know, as much as we can feature, depending on the medium.
Michelle Cronister is the Presidential Management Fellow at USA.gov talking to us about this. Well, this is the second year in a row, right, that you've done this photo contest, Celebrate America?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did a photo event last year using just Flickr, and this year we wanted to do another contest, but we wanted to broaden it, open it up more, and it's working really well so far.